This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies, I know, but let's talk about, before we get to emails, and I'll get to these calls here in a second, 877-377-4373. Variety, they're very concerned. Very concerned about this. The title is this: will Republicans shut out the press in 2024? This past weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Marco Rubio both headlined an event. They're whining about Republicans keeping journalists out of events, kicking journalists out of events, not sitting down with journalists. Essentially, their angry Republicans have finally woken up. And this is going to take time, and this is going to be something the old guard of the DOC needs to wake up and come around to quickly. Part of the reason the right has lost every cultural institution is we have pretended as if this is some friendly game of bridge we're playing with Granny on Sunday after church, and that there's some integrity in the game, and we all have some sense of fair play, and we're certainly not in this to hurt each other, right? I mean, after all, there'll be a winner and loser, but it'll all be very, very respectful. Meanwhile, they, the other side, the communists, have been playing this game as if it's an all-encompassing blood sport with the world at stake, and that's why they win and we lose. Why on earth would any Republican candidate for president go sit down for 4 hours with 60 Minutes? Why would any Republican president host a quote journalist from the New Yorker for 24 hours as that person sits and comes up with every terrible thing about you so they can run back to their communist rag and tell everybody just what an evil Nazi piece of crap Satan you are? Start treating these people like the enemy, because I really need you to believe they are the enemy. They are the enemy. It's not a media. It's a mouthpiece for the communists, and they're after you. All right. Again, fast, to the point. Samuel, Staten Island, go, boss.
Now, what do you think if Ron DeSantis becomes the Republican nominee for president, and he takes Mark Robinson as vice president, and then Mark Robinson?
I freaking love Mark Robinson. Chris, you don't know who Mark Robinson is? Go ahead. Look him up. Both of you look him up, because you'll have a soundbite in 5 seconds. And I don't care what soundbite you pick up. We're playing it. Mark Robinson, we've had him on the show before. He's that gigantic black dude, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. He's got a voice that sounds like it's from God himself. He's bold. He'll speak hard truths out there. Do you have any Mark Robinson yet? Dude, Mark Robinson is awesome. Remember he came on the show and I was riding him about North Carolina barbecue and he just rolled with it. I've said every time I hear Mark Robinson speak, I tell myself that's a star.
Got politicians that won't show up on Capitol Hill. When the going gets tough, they're nowhere to be found. Here's what's even worse. Got a whole lot of pastors out there that won't get in the fight either. They'll sit in their own communities, find their own little comfortable foxhole somewhere in their big mega church with their micro gospel, and have the nerve to say, I'm not political. No, you're not political. What you are is a coward. It's not fit to be called.
Chris, I'm honestly tempted. You see what I mean? I almost let it keep going. I was sitting there enjoying it so much myself. I didn't know what clip. Dude, Mark Robinson is a star, and people don't know about him. I love him. And now we're going to have all this hate mail from everyone who listens to us in North Carolina, because every time I bring up North Carolina, I tell people what people don't know about North Carolina. Such an underrated state, and then people get mad because I'm encouraging everyone to move there. Mark Robinson. Oh, yeah. I would sign up for DeSantis Mark Robinson tomorrow. But again, back to what we were talking about. That would be exciting, right? Because it's so sexy and it's so powerful and famous. President and vice president. Who do we want for 2024? Man, I would hand the Democrats president and vice president and the House and the Senate. I'd hand them all those things in 2024 if you told me we would flip 100 school boards from left to right. I would happily hand them the presidency, the House, and the Senate. That's how important local is and small is. But, I mean, all that said, yeah, you can sign me up for Heavy D and Mark Robinson any day. 877-377-4373.
Joaquin, go ahead, bud. Yeah, see, Kelly, listen, I want to wave pom-poms, yours and Donald Trump's, but real quick, the reason is that, you know, I'm a working class man, I'm a truck driver, and I had my best paying job in 1990, working until Donald Trump 2017 to 2018, that the working class saw a 40% increase in wages.
Yep.
Now on to you, just like that guy Mark Robinson, okay? You are a fighter. You are more important than you even know that you are, because there is almost no voices like you on the radio. The only ones that are maybe is Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, and Clyde Lewis. But you put the fight out, and guys like you and Mark Robinson, you need to really start training our politicians, you know, and our pundits who are cowards who spew the same problem every day like Kung Fu Chicken. And you know, this has to be rectified. We need fighters on our side that are going to step up to the plate. You got to be around for a long time because you undersell yourself. The reason why your show is growing so much is because you're giving something that just is not out there.
Well, I appreciate it, my brother. I'm really not that important. I do radio and TV, okay? Remember, I have a TV show on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. I'm really, really not important. But I think here's the truth. You see the problems on the right. You want fighters and you want people who stand up and people who stand for something and speak boldly. And I'm the same way. I just want to choke these weaklings out. It drives me crazy. And so we want change and we want it now, right? I don't want any more wussies. Fill up the GOP with a bunch of bare knuckle brawlers and let's take it to them. That's what I want it and I want it now. But these things don't happen now. They don't happen as fast as I want it. Or as fast as you want it. The Tea Party movement. You remember the Tea Party movement? Michael was asking me about it the other day. We never did get a chance to talk because he's a little young to have experienced it. But remember, I was running for Congress back then in that Tea Party movement. And all these people were showing up for the first time ever at rallies. And then all these candidates took back the House. And we got a bunch of Senate guys in there and whatnot. But in the end, what happened? In the end, it faded away and went away, and the movement itself got full of a bunch of money-grubbing scammers, like any movement will. Any movement, left, right, center, doesn't matter. Whenever there's a movement, in the end, it'll end up being a scam. That's just the nature of man. But it ended up going away, and now when people talk about the Tea Party movement, they talk about it as if it was just this big joke or it was just nothing and we didn't do anything. Oh, Tea Party, oh, a bunch of idiots, bunch of losers, bunch of scammers. Man, we got some outstanding people in the House and Senate because of that Tea Party movement. Now, we didn't get 50, right? We got 10, but we got something. We got more than we had before. We want guys who fight and speak bold and are strong and they want to take the fight to them. And we want it all, and we want it all right now. But the truth is, you will change. The things you want will change, and you will always be ahead of Washington, D.C. when it comes to the problems we face and what to do about them. Like right now, when I talk about the FBI, and I talk about the fact the FBI needs to be dismantled, it does. That doesn't sound extreme to you. You could go through a list right now in your head of things they've done in just the last 5 or 6 years, and you know. Look, even if you don't agree with me, it doesn't sound extreme. I mean, it sounds reasonable, does it not? How many Republicans in D.C. are discussing that? No, none. What do they discuss? Well, no. We need hearings. We need a committee hearing. Definitely a committee hearing. And next year, we may look at their budget. They're just behind us. You are going to see the solutions and want the solutions before they do. It'll come slower than we want. We'll get those fighters. Just Slower than you want, Joaquin. Slower than I want. It's just the nature of the beast. 877-377-4373. Someone asked a question about Ukraine we're going to address. And, yikes, some more crushing statistics out there about how Americans feel about government. But how's your testosterone level, fellas? Ladies, I'm talking to you too. How's your energy level, men and women? Tired a lot? You understand when I tell you about chalk, when I tell the guys to go take a male vitality stack, when I tell the ladies to take a female vitality stack, when I talk about lip powder, I say this as someone who's been taking this for 6 months or more, and I just cannot believe, honestly, I don't know how to describe it. It's not just that I'm not tired. I'm so much more focused. I just feel better. So much better than I used to feel. Oh, I just needed another 3 cups of coffee. Go get a male vitality stack, guys. Ladies, a female vitality stack from Chalk. All natural, not medical, natural herbal supplements. You get 35% off the entire store. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse. chok.com, promo code Jesse. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
You can't hide. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you see the Choco Taco is no more? I don't know why you raise your hand like that, Chris. You've never had a Choco Taco? You've never been to a rundown gas station with the little ice cream display and seen the chocolatey-looking, taco-looking thing that you've never seen a Choco Taco. You went for drumsticks? Okay, well, it's like it's Klondike. The same people who make the Klondike bar, they made a Choco Taco. They just discontinued the Choco Taco. Was a long favorite of mine. You know why the Choco Taco was so good? Because it combined all the flavor of a drumstick. Only it was much more portable and handy. The drumsticks, it's too difficult. The drumsticks too, I know it's a cone, Chris, and I can understand why you'd be more comfortable with that than I am, but it's a cone. The cone's not the best design. A taco's a far superior design than the cone. What? Yeah, that's not very nice, Chris. Chris said it's complicated for a Marine. That's friggin' rude. I still can't get over this. Dr. Yuval Noah, I'm going to play this again. This actually, I have two different clips to play for you before I get back to this stuff. Who's been telling you for so long these people view themselves as kings and queens who are simply above the rest of us? This is Dr. Yuval Noah. Pay attention to what they think about themselves.
The only thing God managed to create are organic beings. All these trees and giraffes and humans, they are just organic. But we are now trying to create inorganic entities, inorganic life forms, cyborgs, artificial intelligence, and so forth. If we succeed, and there is a very good chance we will, then very soon we will be beyond the God of the Bible.
Beyond the God of the Bible. Oh, you thought that was the worst one? I might have one that's even worse. Probably not, but it's certainly up there. New Zealand. Jacinda is her name. That's the head of New Zealand. This is a little long. I want you to listen, and I want you to pay very close attention, not because I expect you to care about New Zealand. This is the exact mentality that rules your country, too.
The most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything else you see, a grain of salt. And so I really ask people to focus on
that. The most egregious example of that appears how...
We will be your single source of truth. The kings of old, I don't think, would actually say things like that. And yet, the Western leaders of the free countries now feel totally comfortable stepping up and saying, we're your single source of truth. Ignore everything else. How wild is that? All right. Joan in Massachusetts, go.
Oh, yeah. I'm Joan here from Massachusetts Marblehead, so I hope I don't...
I know, that's why I said that. Mike in Jersey, go.
Machine Gun Kelly, I love the bar in the morning, but I love the machine gun every night. Please hit me with the machine gun every night.
Let it eat for Mike in Jersey. Gosh, let it eat. Yes, Joe in Jersey, go.
Yes, sir. I'm confused why you think why the Democrats are going to wait until the election is over to kick Joe Biden out. I think they're going to use his COVID and say that.
Too much chaos beforehand. We're both just theories. I'm not saying mine's smarter than yours. I could see them using COVID to get rid of him. It's too much chaos prior to the election. It makes it look too crazy. What, Chris? Chris, I've heard that portion of that theory too. Chris said if they ditch him before the midterms, they can't have Kamala for 10 years. Buddy, no one's ever wanted Kamala for 10 years. 10 minutes, maybe. Certainly not 10 years. Leonardo in New Jersey, go.
Yeah, I agree that Joe is going to get taken out after the election. He's too much of a grease fire. But do you think that they might dirty up Kamala, take her out first, and maybe move in Gavin Newsom? Because I noticed how he went to the White House the other day.
There is no question that Gavin Newsom wants to run for president. It's the worst kept secret out there. There's no question the Democrat powers that be are intrigued by Gavin Newsom. Look, I know we have a ton of people who listen in California. Those who aren't in California, half those who are in California will probably roll their eyes about that and be way too dismissive of Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, he sucks. He's crazy. He's leftist. No, Gavin Newsom does suck. There's no question about that. He's crazy. Look, anything awful you say about Gavin Newsom is true, but understand, you and me, we always have to take our emotion out of things and dispassionately analyze things. Gavin Newsom is the governor of the largest, wealthiest, most powerful state in the United States of America. Gavin Newsom has gigantic fundraising abilities. Gavin Newsom is young. Gavin Newsom is good looking. I can't tell if he has charisma, but I may hate him too much to analyze that. I guess a little bit. But Gavin Newsom is not somebody we should be dismissing out of hand. Now, as far as the question, are they going to ditch Dome? Do you just get rid of Dome? I don't think that you can get rid of Dome without taking collateral damage from her on the way out the door. And this is what I mean. We make a lot of jokes about how Kamala worked her way up from the bottom to become vice president. All right? It's a funny story. It's a true story. But it's also a reflective and informative story. This is a human being who will do anything to succeed. That's why she fires people, treats her staff like crap. This is one of those people who is only ambition. Those are always the worst people, right? They'll knife anyone in the back. It's going to take more than a polite conversation and a request to tell Kamala Harris when she's one step away from being president, hey, thanks, no thanks, we need you to go ahead and scoot on out the door. I think that'll be more difficult than people are assuming. I don't think that's just a chess piece you can just grab by the head and pluck off the board. I don't think that's how that works. All right. Most Americans think something about the government, and then a third of Americans think something wild about the government. Hang on. You will not hear me crying, 'cause I do not sing the blues. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Friday's coming sooner than you think. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Hi, Jesse. Love the show. I find the stories and historical accounts you weave through the show very interesting. Since we sent all this money to Ukraine, and nobody's keeping track of it, what's your best guess as to where it's going? Buenas tardes. Says I can say her name. Her name's Carla from Colorado.
Buenas tardes.
My best guess as to where it's going. Look, one thing I know, it's really not going to any of the poor refugees. It's not going to the women and kids. They'll get 50 cents out of $100 that's being swindled over there. And that was really my problem. And you know how I know that? Because we had a senator, Rand Paul, who issued an amendment not to stop sending any money over there, simply asking, hey, can we make sure we assign someone to tracking all of this so we can at least know where we're sending all this money? And the Senate flatly rejected it, absolutely rejected it out of hand. People ask me all the time about Ukraine and Russia-Ukraine, and my stance on it now is the same as it has always been. I think it's terrible. I think it would be terrible to live in a country. We don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to live in a country right next to a larger, more powerful country that wants to invade you. That would be horrible. And then to be invaded, I read you some numbers yesterday about the women and the orphans. What was it? It was something like 200,000 kids who were Ukrainian have now simply been taken into Russia and put up for adoption. I mean, just crazy. I mean, crazy human suffering. And that's awful. Also, I'm very, very uncomfortable with the level of corruption in that entire area. That's not a Ukraine thing. That's a Russia thing. That's a Ukraine thing. That's that entire Eastern Bloc is just it's got a lot of ugly history there. There's a ton of really, really ugly, corrupt history there, and it's really bad. So I don't know. I don't have answers to these questions. And the problem is we'll probably never get answers to these questions. Where is it all going? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like any of the propaganda from either side right away, and it turned me off so bad I stopped paying attention. That's the truth. I didn't like all the Russian lies. I didn't like all the Ukrainian lies, ghost of Kiev and all that idiocy. I'll tell you, I'm really not comfortable with the Ukrainian president banning the opposition party. That doesn't sound like we're sending money to freedom, but I don't like Vladimir Putin either. Screw him. I hope Vladimir Putin. Quit, Chris. Vladimir Putin. I don't like Vladimir Putin. I don't like any of them. I don't know. My heart for that entire situation is only for the refugees, the women and kids who've been bombed out and killed and have had their entire lives upended. Those are the things that make me feel so blessed. Well, one of the things that make me feel so blessed to be an American. Like I said, we have, get this, no matter how old you are, you know, we have 95-year-olds who listen to the show. We have 5-year-olds who listen to the show, but it doesn't matter your age. You, an American, have never lived in a place, well, unless you lived overseas, in this country, you've never experienced what it's like to have the threat of an invasion. Ever. I mean, even the concept is kind of weird for you to think about invade. I mean, who would do that, right? Countries around the world, citizens around the world in various places, that's their entire existence. They wake up and they're just wondering, are the tanks going to be rolling across the border today? It's crazy, but it's true. Big Bird Kelly. That's not, you know what? That's not nice. That's not very nice. Couldn't agree more. Couples need to fight. Couples need to fight sometimes. This was from Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. My wife and I have been married 19 years. We were engaged. I told her I wasn't convinced that God would want us to send our kids to public school. She looked at me dead in the eye and said, well, I'm not going to homeschool our kids. I didn't back down, told her the same thing. Not sure God would have sent our kids to public school. She looked at me and said, are you sure I'm the girl you want to marry? And I said, yes, but I'm not sure what God would send our kids to public school. I'm thankful to say we've been homeschooling our kids for 9 years now. One of the best decisions we've made in our marriage. You're welcome to read this story if you think it will add to your outstanding show. If you do, please give my dime a shout out. Her name is Amy, and we're raising 4 anti-communists in New Waverly, Texas. Amy, salute to you. That look, again, you want to talk about the non-sexy things? I'm not talking about you, Amy. All right. You want to talk about the non-sexy things? I'm young. I want to get involved. How do I get involved? Get married and make babies. That sounds so simplistic, right? Get married. Find yourself a dime. Ladies, find yourself that Prince Charming you're looking for. Get married and make babies with them and raise a new generation. Look, we can sit and point and laugh and cry and yell in horror at all the turbo freaks on the other side, but maybe there is a little silver lining in all this. How many of these people are reproducing? How many? What if you were to get married and make three or four babies with some dime or with your Prince Charming and maybe raise them to be anti-communists? I mean, you do know we can, it sounds a little vulgar, sounds a little direct, but that's what I am. You know we can breed our way to victory here, right? Demographics are destiny. The two neighbor ladies who are married with the pink hair and all the things in their face and whatnot, they're not going to outbreed you and your husband. They're not going to outbreed you and your wife. Get married and make some babies. Jesse, do you have any suggestions for a handgun for a woman? Yeah, whatever the Air Force is using. No, I'm kidding. Stop. We can make jokes, Chris. It's fine. Like I get this question a lot about handguns for women. I understand that women have a more specific, women and men under 6 feet have small hands, so there are only a few weapons they can actually handle. So here's what you all need to do. And honestly, I'm just joking, myself included. At all these gun ranges now, you need to go down there and you'll see they have a ton of weapons for you to rent and use and try out at the range. Every hand is different. Every body is different. People, depending on what they like, they use different things. Do you know something crazy? I was a pretty good shot with a weapon, with a rifle. And then we started doing a lot of pistol training in the Marine Corps. A lot of pistol training. And for some reason, it drove me crazy. I couldn't quite get it. I was just a little off. And I stood in a fairly standard stance, kind of like the thing you'd see in the movies. I'm a right-hander with my right foot a little bit back, right? And my left foot a little bit forward and aiming like that, right? You've seen it in the movies 1,000 times. You've seen it. I had an instructor come up to me and tell me, even your feet out. And I'm not telling you to even your feet out, right? You do what you do. I took my feet, and instead of having my right foot behind my left foot, I put them even. Parallel with each other. So now I'm squared up with a target. Instant expert badge and pistol. Instant. Now that's just one small story. I'm not the weapons expert. I know a little bit about a little bit. I can handle them okay. What I'm saying to you is every person is different. Hands are different. Stances are different. Eyes work differently. The only way you're going to figure out the weapon you're comfortable with is by going to try them out. Go. Try them out. All right. We have a lot of headlines I didn't get to a couple more emails here in just a moment. Here's something else you need to try out. The Percal sheets. And everybody yells at me for how I say Percal, and I don't know why you yell at me. I don't have a very good vocabulary. I'm stupid. I don't know how to say it. I do know this. They keep me cool at night. They're summer sheets. They're really breathable and cool and crisp. And I run hot and I sweat at night. Not in my Percal sheets. And I know this too. There's a screaming deal on them right now, but the supplies are limited. MyPillow usually lets the deals last longer than this. They have told me emphatically that like, you have to get across. We only have so many. They're going to run out. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse. That'll get you a deal on your Percal sheets. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're in the car. That's fine. No biggie. Call 800-845-0544. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. Percal Sheets. Go.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. It's so much fun doing this show. Don't you have fun? I mean, Don't get me wrong. I can't believe I'm not fired yet. I have no idea why this is working, but it's a blast. You know what? I've decided we're going to do a little sound roundup before we get to headlines I didn't get to. Here's Joe.
The last day of having been diagnosed with COVID, I'm feeling great. I hope it comes across that way as well. I hope I look as great as I feel here. But, you know, and you're well, you know what I mean. I hope that sounded awful, didn't it?
He's doing really well. He's doing great.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
He doesn't sound very good. Did he sound really bad there?
Yeah, listen to me. Hey, someone hand me another Marlboro Red. Donald Trump didn't have the courage to act. He did not
sound very good at all.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
That's got to be one of my favorites. All right, whatever. We got to stop this. We have other stuff. We have important stuff we need to get to. Important stuff like not paying to people who hate your guts. One of the worst things about the corporate government partnership in this country now is corporations, they use our own dollars against us the same way the government always did. Because that's always the worst part, right? The government takes our money and then they use it to slam their values down our throat when we don't want them there. Then corporate America decided to partner with the government and do the same thing. Remember Pride Month? I haven't forgotten. It was just last month. Switch your cell phone company, please. Pure Talk, you know their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. Pure Talk loves this country so much. They actually have Americans working in customer service. When you deal with Pure Talk, you talk to someone who speaks English and understands English. Oh boy, I'll tell you, it's quite an experience. From your cell phone, dial #250 and switch to Pure Talk. Takes less than 10 minutes. Just dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and you'll get switched over. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
And now,
here's a headline.
By it, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Most Americans think government is corrupt. A third say an armed revolution may be necessary soon. Golly. And look, on one hand, I'm really happy people are waking up to the level of corruption in the government. But man, maybe people are waking up a little too fast. Elmo wants to be an upstander to racism. Sesame Seed's racial social justice curriculum begins with infants. I am so glad I managed to miss this window. I feel like I caught the last of America where you could sit down and watch Sesame Street without hearing communist propaganda dumped on you. It is crazy to me the world these kids have to live in today. Nord Stream 1 supply to EU to be cut further. Russia is officially cutting Europe off because of the Russia-Ukraine thing. There is a lesson here for everyone. We've talked about it before. As ugly and uncomfortable as it may be, leverage, kids. Leverage. Get it. Make sure you get it, because if you have it, you won. Biden administration considers declaring monkeypox a public health emergency after the first reports of cases are found in U.S. children. Hold on. Found in U.S. children? Is anyone going to ask the question how exactly children have been infected with an STD that was previously only affecting gay men? Maybe that's time we should ask them. About 4 in 10 parents will definitely not get the COVID jab for their children. We're at the point in the country only 40% of the parents in this nation are awake and aware enough to realize their kids aren't in any danger at all from coronavirus. Stop injecting things into your kids. GOP planning Fauci probe after the 2022 midterms. It's a start. Look, he should be gearing up for a long public trial that sends him to federal prison for the rest of his life. But if it's just public hearings, it's a start, right? It's something. It's not enough. It's not justice, but it's more than we had before. Hey, let's smile about the whole thing. Families flee Pennsylvania school after boys are encouraged to wear dresses during Pride Month. As I have told you, as I told you earlier in the show, yeah, I want all the wins in 2024. Trump, DeSantis, Robinson, Cruz, whatever. I want the House and Senate. Give me the school boards. Give me the school boards. The communists in this country understood a long time ago. I'm doing a lot of reading in this right now. The communists in America understood back in the 1920s, the schools were where they had to go. They understood this for 100 years. They have understood, just get to the education. While we were worried about president and this senator and this Republican House, and we should have been worried about the schools. Go take back your school. Ukraine issues blacklist of Russian propagandists, includes a U.S. senator and prominent journalists. Oh, man, that sounds awesome, actually. Jill Biden's press secretary to leave the White House. Well, all I have to say is...
Buenas tardes.
Feds prepare another mega-sized rate hike, risking deeper economic downturn. Who's been telling you to go get some gold from Oxford Gold Group? They're pitching another rate hike, a big rate hike, a rate hike they know will plunge us deeper into a recession, if not the depression that I say is coming. Why are they doing that? Why would they risk something like that? Because if they don't, the only way you would risk a gigantic rate hike like that is if you thought inflation was far from over and in fact thought it was about to get worse. Turns out, stopping an economy and printing $7 trillion in response to a very survivable virus is actually not a very good idea. Huh. If only someone had warned everyone. Fact sheet. Department of Energy releases new notice of sale as gasoline prices continue to fall. We are still unloading the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know that thing that's reserved for wartime emergency situations where we may be at war with an oil producing nation and can't get our own. The Biden administration and Dome, they're sucking it dry. Biden administration announces sale of a, oh, I just read that one. Eric Adams to New York City, get on board with the influx of illegal immigration. Again, I struggle with this. New York voted for that. But there are so many great people in New York City right now screaming. But gosh, overall, city voted for that idiocy. All right. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.